I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Today we're going to take a look at the classic rundown from both points of view, offense and defense. First, the rules of a rundown in softball are different from the baseball rundown, and every softball player should understand this. In baseball, if the runner can run into a defensive player who doesn't have the ball but is blocking the baseline, the defensive player is called for obstruction and the runner is awarded the base. But in softball, the runner can be ejected from the game if he purposely makes physical contact with a player on the other team. It's the runner's job to avoid running into a defensive player. It's also the umpire's job to call obstruction on the blocking defensive player if the runner is forced to run out of the baselines to avoid contact. ASA rules specifically state that contact is not necessary for obstruction to be called. The worst thing a fielder can do during a rundown is to fake a tag when he doesn't have the ball. ASA Rule 8, Section 5B, Point 4C, says that a defensive fielder making a fake tag could be ejected from the game. Pretty serious business there. What's the best way for a team to run a rundown play? There are lots of arguments here, from lining up a bunch of guys at both bases and throwing the ball back and forth and back and forth, always switching fielders after every throw, to limiting the entire play to two guys and one throw at most. I see it this way. The more times the ball is thrown in a rundown play, the more chance someone will throw poorly or muff the catch. If your team is really good, multiple throws might work for you. But if your players are average or below, odds are with the runner that somebody is going to mess up. The adrenaline flows, the players get excited, they go nuts, and someone does something stupid. If several players are involved, the chances are high that one of them will inadvertently get in the runner's way and be charged with obstruction, thereby putting the runner safely on base. Or a throw could get away and the runner could end up with more bases than just the one he was trying for. I've seen runners score from first on a bad rundown. Or the ball could hit the runner, letting the runner get to base safely while the defense is scrambling to recover the ball. Should you try to force the runner back to his previous base in a rundown? Ideally, you're going to tag him out, so it shouldn't matter which way he runs. But if you can get between him and the higher base with no more effort than it would take to get between the runner and the previous base, then go ahead and run him back. That way he won't get the extra base if he gets to base safely. The one-toss rundown is simple. The player with the ball holds the ball high and runs at full speed toward the base runner. No stutter steps, no fake throws, just run full tilt. If the fielder is faster than the base runner, no problem. He'll catch the runner and make the tag. If the fielder is slower than the base runner, he's going to have to throw the ball to his teammate just before the runner gets to the base. How many teams practice this basic rundown? I don't think I've ever seen it done. I see batting practice, fielding practice, get to this time practice, but never rundown practice. So do this at your next team practice. Put your quickest runner between second and third, and let your infielders take turns, two at a time, running him down with a one-toss putout. Do this over and over until your guys have mastered the procedure. And now you have one more trick in your team bag. For more tips and tricks in coaching, managing, and playing slow-pitch softball, check out my website, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.